Give him a break. Yes, give Dale a break. Take the rest of the summer off.
That's good, yeah.
Let's see. Do you ever find the Dewey translation?
No, it's not in there.
Huh? Still not in there?
No.
Well, this one, Acts 2:6. New World.
When this sound occurred,
New World, when this sound occurred, Acts 2:6. Acts 2:12.
Astonished, the first one, and perplexity, the second. In perplexity.
Acts 2:12, astonished and in perplexity. New World, Acts 2:12, astonished and in perplexity. John 1:12, authority, we
gave
up, Hebrews 11:11, power, what did we give that?
5.
All right.
0.
Well,
that was 5.
That was
Genesis.
Hebrews 11:11, First Corinthians 10:20.
And that was demons.
We gave that a 5. Is there any more than 5 that needs?
12:15,
anybody have an extra one?
What did you read?
Acts 2:6. I think I gave that same as moral and same as recovery.
Okay. Could we just go through 2:12 again, please?
2:12 was astonished and with perplexity.
So that's the same as...
He's not here, and if he doesn't come, we're stuck. Unless you read Ethiopian. No, do we have 3 more classes?
Two more.
2 more after this. And so. We might have to total up our stuff after tonight. This might be kind of tricky.
What are we going to do?
Because we have to have it all tabulated by the last night, unless we want to put it together the last night.
During class time?
Yeah.
That would be good.
Maybe we could do that.
Bring the little calculator.
Yeah, and then we could catch up on any loose ends or something.
Yeah, all right. We'll take tonight and the next night to keep going ready.
Would it help to have a computer tally on?
We might need a calculator to make our averages go.
My setup is average 2 and 1, 2.
Do you have a hand computer?
No. I won't be here in the next 2 classes, so give me just a tally on that then.
Here's what you need to do. Will you be back before the end of the semester?
Yeah.
Just complete on tape the class and turn your stuff in at the end. We won't put you in our average. So, but we'll give you our averages.
Okay.
And that way, you can just turn your stuff in to get completed for the semester.
Okay. You don't want to go just to include in the average if I can get it done on time?
Well, if we rate everything next week, and then the last week we put it all together, if we're able to catch up,
yeah.
I turn it into my box so that I have it that night. I'll bring it to class and I'll feed it in.
Okay.
So just have it in my box by Tuesday.
Do you want all of these then, or just one?
What I want is one file 15 with the total of each translation.
Okay.
I don't need all the sheets.
Okay.
One sheet with the added up total. And then we'll take that total we'll average them, and then we'll arrange them from bottom to top.
So the last day of class, you won't be doing any readings?
The last day of class, we'll be discussing our work, averaging, and passing out previous class work, and generally concluding a few things from what we've come up with. That's what we'll do. The last week of class tape record tape, you can just buzz through all the Mickey Mouse and get to anything that we say. We'll discuss a few things. Any other questions? We're all kind of in a new world. Did you check recovery for blood?
Yes, they are all, they can, recovery contains all the passages about blood.
Okay, recovery has all of them there. I guess we're ready to read something now.
Did we hear from New Century on blood?
New Century had them all there, as far as I know.
Yeah.
New Century did.
By his stripes, we were healed. It is literally stripe singular. So it might be interesting to rate this and see what they have. Stripes is probably interpreted as the whippings that Jesus got. Stripe is probably the death wound of the cross. And I think it was the death wound of the cross that gave us healing. Not necessarily that which went with it on his way to the cross. So I guess I'm giving wound or stripe a 5. And if they have a plural down there, I'm probably going to give it about a -3. Not seeing much consequence here.
What's the literal? Is it literally stripe, or could it be something else?
get stripe or wound. So. Any good instructions? Take it out.
Stripe, squirrel.
Squirrel.
Wounds.
New King James.
There we go. Stripes. You were healed.
Dewey isn't here. King James is stripes. King James 2.
Stripes.
ERV and ASV.
Stripes.
American.
By his bruise.
Bruise singular.
Singular. Right, singular.
Well, I'm going to give that 5. Bruise. I think that word is broad.
Which one is that? Yes, that's the American.
That's the American.
What was
the what?
Yes, we have stripes.
Yes, we have stripes.
Yes, right? Plural.
N-A-S. RSV.
What was N-A-S again?
Not here.
N-A-S is not here.
RSV is wounds, plural?
Yes.
N-U-B.
N-U-B, wounds, plural.
20th century.
Bruising.
By his bruising?
By his bruising? Oh. His bruising was your healing.
Fenton.
Wounds.
Weymouth.
Weymouth was wounds.
Moffat.
Wounds.
Goodspeed.
Wounds.
Byington.
Stripes.
CB.
Wounds, plural.
Berkeley.
Bruises.
Phillips.
It was the suffering that he bore which has healed you.
The suffering?
Uh-huh.
I would read that.
The suffering?
The suffering.
Well, it was the suffering that he bore which has healed you. And previous to that it just says, for our sins in his own body on the cross, so that we might be dead to sin and be alive to all that is good. It was the suffering that he bore which has healed you.
Okay. Well, it's hard to distinguish that from stripes plural.
Wounds, plural.
Good news.
Wounds, plural.
Living.
Wounds.
Jerusalem.
Wounds, plural.
NIV. Waste.
Waste has a lot to say here. the phrase itself, by means of whose bleeding stripe you were healed. In parentheses, the word stripe is in singular here, a picture of our Lord's back after the scourging, one mass of raw, quivering flesh with no skin remaining, trickling with blood.
Close to a cigar.
You did good. Whatever. Amplified.
Wounds.
Basic.
Wounds.
Kingsley.
Wounds.
Norley. Ledger.
Wounds.
Knox.
Wounds.
Confraternity.
Stripes.
Nap.
Wounds.
Dargot.
Scars.
Yeah.
Stripes.
Darby.
Stripes.
Rotherham.
Stripes.
Dudley.
Stripes, singular.
Hmm? Moral.
Bruise, singular.
Concordant.
Whose welt you were healed. Go for it.
Welt.
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 Welt. Welt. Welt. Welt. Welt. Welt. Welt. Welt. Welt.
Welt. Welt. Welt.
New world.
New world is stripes, plural.
Lanza.
Wounds.
Simple.
Wounds.
Recovery.
Bruise, singular.
New century.
Wounds.
So much for that.
Recovery. That's where the 8 points
are. NIV, what was NIV?
Oh, that is an interesting one.
We didn't have NIV.
We mm-hmm.
didn't?
Okay.
How about ERV and ASV?
Well, those were stripes.
Stripes. Oh, blue stripes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Do we have numeric too?
I don't. Numeric?
What was stripe?
Ready for something else?
Mm-hmm.
Ephesians 5:19. Spiritual songs.
What's that again?
Spiritual songs.
Mm-hmm.
Ephesians 5:19. Psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Psalms, hymns, and then it's got the word spiritual songs.
S-O-N-G-S.
S-O-N-G-S. Psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Just for my interest, the first is Psalms. Does anybody have anything different than Psalms? Read psalms, hymns, spiritual songs. Do they all have psalms? As in P-S-A-L-M-S?
So it has on spiritual songs.
Okay, I'm just checking out psalms. Everybody has psalms, is that right?
Yes.
Yeah. It says, mine says singing the songs of David.
Singing the songs of David, okay. That would pass. How about the word hymns? That's the second thing in the verse. Everybody have hymns?
Yeah. Yes.
songs?
Simple and songs of praise.
Songs of praise.
New World praises to God.
I do have church songs.
Church songs. Okay, well let's look at spiritual songs then. That's where there is some difference.
Okay.
Spiritual songs, I'm going to give a try. How about inspired songs? Inspired songs.
What's the Greek are we looking at as far as?
It's just the word spiritual songs.
Inspired.
The inspired songs has its problems. So we're probably going to get that a minus five.
It's not songs in spirit.
No. How about just songs?
It's better than inspired songs.
They leave out the word spiritual.
So, pretty good.
One. Minus one.
Yeah, I'm probably going to give that a minus. I give it a minus five. How about spiritual music?
Three.
Spiritual music?
Give it a one.
That could be taken a couple ways.
That is somewhat ambiguous. How about sacred songs?
It's too much.
Sounds Catholic.
Sounds Catholic. Too much Catholic man.
Minus 20.
Sorry. Ex-Catholic that day.
Well, sacred songs doesn't strike me so bad myself.
That's what good news is.
Sacred songs.
One.
Public religion.
Acid rock.
Probably holy hallowed. It's not the same idea as spiritual.
Yeah.
But I don't know that it gives me any goosebumps, so maybe I'll give it a minus three. It would be a zero. Okay. We got something to work off of. Launch out of here. You'll notice the translators have the most struggles with things that are spiritual. If they just put songs, I think I'm going to give them a minus two. Not going to get any better. You ready to go? Question.
I have a question. Are inspired songs? That doesn't seem to be that bad because to get a spiritual song, it has to be inspired of God.
That's true, but the word inspired could come up with a number of different
ideas.
So, you know, I'm looking at it here and I got inspired songs, sacred songs. I gave sacred songs something better. Several meanings for each one of these. There's a difference between being inspired and inspired. So, yeah. Maybe that's the problem. Fired in a fairly neutral sense, give it a zero.
Got a comment?
Tyndale.
Spiritual songs.
Spiritual songs. Adams.
Spiritual songs.
New King James.
Spiritual songs.
King James spiritual songs. King James 2.
Spiritual songs.
ERV and ASV.
Spiritual songs, both.
Where?
The same.
RSV.
Spiritual songs.
NEB.
Maybe.
Songs of the spiritual life.
Songs of the spiritual life. Okay, good speed.
Good speed is sacred songs.
Sacred songs. Byington.
Spiritual songs.
CB.
Spiritual songs.
Berkeley.
Well, spiritual songs.
Phillips.
Spiritual songs.
Beck.
Songs to one another.
What?
Do the others read to the Lord?
It's psalms, hymns, spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord.
Oh, I see.
So that singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, we didn't look at that yet. Is that it?
That's it. But he said this one, he just says songs to one another.
Songs to one another.
For the whole thing?
No, he's got to the Lord on the other, the last phrase.
So for spiritual songs, he says songs to one another. Yeah. Good news.
Sacred songs.
Living.
Sacred songs.
Sacred.
Spirit.
Songs inspired by the Spirit. I think that's better than inspired songs.
Yeah.
Kingsley.
Spiritual songs.
Norley.
Spiritual songs.
Ledger.
Church songs.
-5.
Knox.
Spiritual music.
Spiritual music. Confraternity.
Spiritual songs.
Yeah.
Inspired songs.
Diebot.
Spiritual songs.
Yeah.
Spiritual songs.
Darby.
Spiritual songs.
Rotherham.
Spiritual songs.
Darby.
Spiritual songs.
World.
Spiritual songs.
Recording.
Spiritual songs.
New World.
Spiritual songs.
Lambda.
Spiritual songs.
Simple.
Spiritual songs.
Recovery.
Spiritual songs.
New Century.
Spiritual songs.
I would like to look at the last part of the verse, singing and making melody in your heart and the Lord. What do people have for that?
You did that one? Sure.
Singing and psalming.
Making music.
Making music, singing and psalming.
Singing and playing
with
all your heart.
How about chanting with your heart?
You're kidding.
Chanting with your heart. Oh, wait.
Darby.
That's dark.
I missed something in simple. Spiritual song, it says, use psalms, songs of praise, and spiritual songs to talk to one another.
Spiritual songs to talk to one another?
Yeah.
That's simple English.
Yes.
Okay.
What else do they have for making melody in your heart to the Lord?
How about making music?
Playing music.
Playing music.
Praise the Lord heartily.
Praise the Lord heartily. Oh, that's right.
Singing and striking the strings with your heart unto the Lord.
Singing and striking the strings with your heart to the Lord. This has the word solantes, solantes, and how to pronounce it. But it's a Greek word that means striking the strings. Mm. And, of course, I was arguing with the Church of Christ guy one time that only musical instruments, and I yanked this Greek word out and tried to show that they were striking the strings in the New Testament. But needless to say, he didn't concede his point. So, anyway.
New World's got accompanying yourself, accompanying yourselves with music in your hearts to Jehovah.
Well, strum your heart and sing to the Lord.
What's that?
Strum your heart and sing to the Lord.
Strum your heart and sing to the Lord.
Poetic part, not quite really. Strum your heart.
Well, I think they all have something that's fairly decent. There's nothing that I really react to. Besides that, I haven't done a real word study on this Greek word. And I'm not comfortable rating them without doing that first. So chanting.
He wasn't close on this thing.
Just making music.
Oh, making.
Who had chanting?
Darby.
Oh, Darby. Oh, give me those.
Darby should know better than that.
Oh,
let's take Ephesians 3:21. without end. That's not in there at all. Literally, it is unto the ages of ages. In him be the glory throughout all generations unto the ages of ages. It's the glory that will be unto the ages of ages. So under the ages of ages 5, forever, I'm giving that a 5. World without end, I'm giving about a minus 15. And then there's the translation from time to time. I think it's not really portraying what's here, so from time to time, you know, once again, it's rolling it off. Any question here?
Is it age of ages or ages of ages?
It is the, can you give us that in the interlinear? Is it the aeon?
All the Aeneas generations of the age of ages. Yes.
The age of ages. Ionos. Oh, it's spelled the same both times?
No, it's not. It's O-S one place and it's Omicron, Sigma, and Omega, and Nu.
Oh, yeah. One singular, one plural. The age of
the ages.
Do you remember when they just say to all ages or without the...
Probably even 5, maybe even 3.
I didn't seem to me like it might be limiting it to the word. If they just put ages to all ages.
Oh, to all ages.
That's like to all generations.
Maybe I'll do that like a 1 or a 2.
What do you do with generations?
Well, generations is there.
Oh, okay.
It's what follows that.
Okay.
Of the age.
Question.
So we're rating, like mine says, throughout all ages, world without end. I'm rating world without end.
Okay. They're translating generations as ages then.
Generations is there. It's throughout all generations unto the age of ages.
What does that mean exactly?
Forever.
Forever and ever, throughout the various ages, plural. Just like in the next. In the aeons. Any other questions? Let's take it here. Tyndale.
Throughout all generations from time to time.
From time to time. Adams.
Forever and ever.
Maybe generation to generation evermore.
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 20th century.
Age after age.
Age after age?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Ages of the eternities.
Jeez.
Wait a minute.
World without end, and then doesn't have the all man.
You can add that yourself. Well, but
forever and ever.
Good speed.
Forever and ever.
Bellington.
To all the generations of endless time.
Generations of the eon of the eons. Amen. That's it there.
The world.
Forever and ever.
Lapse.
Throughout all ages, world without end.
Simple. No question?
No, I think it's throughout all ages. No, generation.
Yeah, they translate generations as ages.
Simple.
Forever and ever.
Go breathe.
For all the generations of the age of the ages.
New century.
Forever and ever.
Legend.
May all people in all time honor Jesus Christ.
What was that, yes? That's what we got?
Forever and ever.
Forever and ever.
We're going to pick up NAS in the original? Yeah, let's do that. NAS for first quarter 24. Can somebody get NIV at the break here? Make it fast. I'll go with Dewey.
NIV?
Get NIV.
What are we looking for in first Peter 2:24?
Stripe or stripes?
By his wounds you were healed.
Wounds plural?
Wounds. Yeah, plural.
Okay, and how about Jerusalem for that same thing?
Speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs.
All right.
What are you in? Jerusalem? Or?
This is NAS.
NAS.
Sing the words and tunes of the psalms and hymns when you are together.
Is that it?
That.
Oh, man.
It's hard to see where it starts here. Start 18. Start with 18. Do not drug yourselves with wine. This is simply dissipation. Be filled with the Spirit. Sing the words and tunes of the psalms and hymns when you are together, and go on singing and chanting to the Lord in your hearts.
How is it there?
Singing and chanting.
Yeah, that's how it
goes.
What are you looking for?
Spiritual songs. After
no,
psalms.
Hymns. Sing the stuff.
Psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs.
So I think they had two clauses in that last, the next phrase, didn't they?
Singing and chanting, but that's the same as the last part.
Yeah.
Singing the melody.
Mm-hmm. So it's basically omitted.
Yeah, it's not there.
It's hard to read those.
They don't write them in yet.
Well, they said sing the words and tunes instead of spiritual songs.
Yeah. They did put something in there. We'll give them minus two.
I thought it's got a little song.
Have a jam session.
No, it's a musical tool, isn't
it? Strawberry jam.
Go on.
Mm-hmm.